Most mothers would be worried about their teenage son riding a bull. This mother signed her son up to ride a bull, even though he'd never attempted to ride one. It's just part of the interesting story of this rodeo champion. The story's next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Zach Aaron's story begins in the small south central Nebraska town of Deschler.
I think I was 8. My mom bought me my first horse. It was a Shetland pony. And we got into horses and started doing 4-H. And I quickly grew bored with that and discovered rodeo.
Zach grew up in a small town, but his family was not involved in rodeo, nor did they live on a farm or a ranch. In fact, they owned the local grocery store.
Every week I'd work at mom and dad's grocery store at like 10 years old. They got around child labor because I was their son, I guess. So I worked there all week, and then every weekend we'd load up the horse trailer and go to a rodeo.
He learned to rope, then got into the rough stock events. And interestingly, he had a mom who didn't hesitate helping her son get into the most dangerous things available.
I tried bulls for a while. Funny story, my mom and dad were on the fair board, the county fair, right? And they brought in a youth rodeo, and they didn't have enough bull riders, youth, young bull riders. And my mom just signed me up. She told me later, I signed you up. I'm like, well, I've never done that before, Mom.
He borrowed gear from someone and was in the event the same day. But eventually, he found saddle bronc riding to be his event.
But then, I don't know, there's just something about saddle bronc riding. I just really respected the cowboys that did it because they were real cowboys. I mean, this was an age-old art of riding bronc, breaking colts, you know, and it had a lot more roots in the cowboy culture.
He remembers one ride where the rider just before him was evacuated on a helicopter.
The chute is the most dangerous spot. You're packed in there tight, but those horses, if they flip over, and that's what this one did, on top of this guy, knocked him out cold. He was back the next day cheering us on, but he had a full leg cast on.
Today, Zach uses his bronc riding days to teach important lessons about business and leadership. More of his story next time as we travel the countryside in Deschler, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McCrae.